Radio Nigeria, uplifting the people and uniting the nation.
The Federal Ministry of Environment has launched an initiative to address dangers of hazardous pesticides linked to public health risks in Nigeria. The Director, Department of Pollution Control and Environmental Health, Dr. Bahijatu Abubakar, at an event in Abuja said the initiative aligned with Nigeria's effort to implement the global framework on chemicals, particularly target A7, which called for the phase-out of highly hazardous pesticides in agriculture by 2035. Dr. Abubakar, who said pesticides classified as highly hazardous continued to circulate in Nigerian markets despite being banned or heavily regulated in Europe, emphasized that beyond health risks, indiscriminate use of pesticide had triggered food safety concerns, leading to Nigerian agricultural exports rejection in international markets. The head of Global Strategy, CPSP, Edinburgh University, Professor Keith Tyrrell, said they are in the country to collect information on the scale of pesticide poisoning and to identify which pesticides are involved in most poisonings, as well as identify safe alternatives. The initiative is funded by the Centre for Pesticide Suicide Prevention, United Kingdom, and jointly implemented by the Federal Ministries of Environment, Agriculture and Food Security, Health and Social Welfare, as well as the National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control, NAFDAC, with the Ministry of Environment serving as the lead agency. The theme of the event is addressing highly hazardous pesticides responsible for poisoning and death in Nigeria for improved decision-making and effective poisoning prevention. The federal government has identified the capital market as a critical pillar